Cabinet has given approval for the setting up of the National Research Fund. A bill has therefore been submitted to Parliament for the enactment of an act to regulate the fund. Deputy Minister in charge of tertiary education, Samuel Okudjeto Ablakwa, announced this at the launch of the maiden edition of the APT Journal, a multidisciplinary research publication of Accra Polytechnic. The 39-page biannual report seeks to identify and find solutions to challenges within communities nationally and globally. Mr. Ablakwa said the National Research Fund is intended to scale up investment in research so as to meet the African Union target of 1% GDP by member nations.
We are hopeful that the National Research Fund bill will become law so that it will afford us the opportunity to coordinate research, harness resources, and to scale up our investment in research. I did talk about the Africa Union target of 1% of GDP in research by member nations. Most of our African nations have not been able to achieve that target. And Ghana, we want to be the first in sub-Saharan Africa to achieve that target. But to scale up support for research, you need to create the legal framework, which hitherto did not exist. That is why we are putting together the National Research Fund. I am happy to note also that all the stakeholders have endorsed the idea.
Mr. Ablakwa said it is regrettable lecturers of tertiary institutions insist on receiving the book and research allowance instead of buying to the idea of National Research Fund.
The lecturers and others who receive the book and research allowances do not want us to stop the book and research allowances or replace the book and research allowances with the National Research Fund. During my interaction with the Accra Polytechnic lecturers, these are discussions that we want to continue having. Is it prudent for our nation? Is it a judicious use of resources to continue to run two parallel systems when the National Research Fund bill becomes an act, when the law is passed? These are discussions that we need to hold.